I wake up the next morning and I still have a bit of a hangover. Still not really sure that what happened the night before really happened. I throw off the covers and I pull on a pair of pajama pants and a t-shirt. Make my way barefoot into the kitchen to get some coffee. I come through the entrance and I see that you're already up. You're just wearing the same t-shirt from last night, a pair of panties, nothing else. You're standing at the counter with your back to me and looks like you're making breakfast. I just stop for a moment and take in the look of you. Smooth legs and God, that sweet ass. Finally, I clear my throat and you quickly turn around. You blush a little bit and tell me that you thought since you spent the night, you'd make some breakfast for me. I say thanks and walk over to the table and sit down, grab the newspaper that's there, and I start to read it as you go back to preparing breakfast, making coffee. I keep glancing over at you and watch as you reach into an upper cupboard to get out a couple plates and your t-shirt rides up over your ass and I can see that small sliver of skin, your lower back above your panties. I can't help myself and I feel my cock starting to stir again. You finish with the coffee and you pour a mug and you bring it over to me. You still look so shy, so sweet. Neither of us really sure how to bring up what happened last night. You fidget a little bit and you start to turn to go back to the counter, but I reach out and I place my hand around your wrist, gently turning you back towards me. I start to say that what happened last night shouldn't have happened, but those words don't seem to want to come out of my mouth. Instead, I just say, I really appreciate everything that you do for me. You're a fantastic babysitter, and you really made me feel good last night, too. I can see a smile blossom on your face, and you're clearly happy knowing that you made me feel good. I brush my thumb back and forth across your wrist, pulling you a little closer so that you're standing between my legs. I want to make you feel good too. I want to make you feel as good as you made me feel. I can see the questioning look in your eyes. You're not sure what that means. I slowly stand up. I slip my hands around your waist and I lift you up, sitting you down on the table, your feet dangling off the edge. Move between your legs and you reach out and cup my fingers under your chin, tilting your face up to look at me. You're a very, very beautiful girl. And I'm going to make you feel really, really good right now. I can see you swallow and you nibble on your lower lip as you nod your head just a little bit. I lean in and plant a soft little kiss on your forehead. You feel my hands running up your thighs. Those smooth, toned bare thighs, up over the waistband of your panties, hooking my fingers into them and starting to slowly peel them down. I can see you looking at me just a little bit fearfully, your heart racing in your chest. But you raise your hips up just a little bit, just enough so I can get those panties down over your ass, down your legs, past your knees, until they drop down around your ankles. I can tell how shy and nervous you are to be so exposed like this in front of me. You feel my hands on the insides of your thighs, and I start to push your knees a little wider. Every instinct in your body is to cover yourself, to not let me see that pretty pink pussy. But you don't. You let me look. Your nipples are starting to get hard and they're pushing against the fabric of your t-shirt. I look up at you and tell you what a pretty, pretty little pussy you have. I can see you blush again. You have no idea what to say. It just feels so good to hear me say it. I pull my chair up behind me and I sit back down in it. And I lean forward and You can feel my warm breath on the inside of your knee. I'm planting a little kiss there. Starting to kiss my way up the inside of your thigh. I can feel the tension in your leg. Your body nearly frozen. To have me be the first one to touch you like this. The skin is so soft against my lips, and I just keep working my way higher and higher until that pretty little pink pussy is right there. You can already see it starting to glisten with moistness. Your hands are behind you, palms flat on the table for support. You're staring down at me and you're almost holding your breath in anticipation of what might happen. What it might feel like to have lips, a tongue, touching that little virgin pussy. And then my warm breath is against it, lightly blowing across your clit. And then the first touch of my tongue, softly licking at those wet lips. They taste so good. You taste so damn sweet. I can hear your little gasp, the first barely suppressed whimpered moan. As I start to lick my tongue up and down over that wet little slit. Teasing you and tasting you. Your thighs are quivering. You don't know what to do with yourself. You don't know whether to touch me, to push your hips forward, to squeeze your legs together to keep them apart. You just know that it feels so fucking good. What my tongue is doing to your young little cunt. And then I'm lightly nibbling on that clit, sucking it between my lips and feathering my tongue back and forth across it. Oh, fuck. My hands are running back and forth across your thighs. Oh, fuck. I look up at you and I can see you looking down at me. Your mouth is partially open. Just a steady little quivering breath that keeps escaping your lips. It's almost like you're afraid to breathe. Like if you do, it'll stop. And this incredible feeling will stop, and you don't want that. You don't ever want it to end. And then my hands are sliding up around your waist. Slipping underneath you so I can palm those round ass cheeks in my hands, pulling you further to the edge of the table, so that I can bury my face between your thighs. And I can start pushing that tongue up inside you. Oh, fuck. Oh. I can hear you moan a little louder and you start to lose your balance and you sink down onto your elbows behind you. Your head tossed back, your eyes closed, just losing yourself in the feel of that tongue. That tongue doing things to your pussy that your fingers have never been able to do. And one of your legs raises up and hooks over my shoulder, your heel resting against my back, almost instinctively trying to pull me further into your pussy. I just keep hearing your little moans, your little whimpers, and your little, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. And I start pushing that tongue in and out of you. Pushing that tongue in and out of that wet little hole. Fingers digging into your ass, pulling you against my face. And now you can't hardly take it anymore. You've completely collapsed back onto the table, laying on your back. Your tits are pushing against your t-shirt and your hands are grabbing at them, squeezing them through the cotton. Oh, fuck. And your eyes are squeezed shut. You can smell the bacon starting to burn on the stove and you don't even fucking care because all you want to do is come. All you want to do is come right now. You know you're gonna come harder than you've ever come before. And it's gonna feel so good. Ugh. And I just keep lapping and licking and pushing with that tongue in and out of your tight, wet little pussy. Pulling you harder against my face. You can feel the, oh fuck, the little bit of stubble just scraping over your soft, sensitive skin. And I know you're getting close. I know you're getting so fucking close because you're moaning louder now. You can't control it. You're trying to hold it back, but you can't. You can't control how fucking good it feels. And then one of your hands is on the back of my head. Your nails scraping at my scalp as you start to squeeze your thighs together, almost clamping them around my head. And you're pulling my face right where you want it. You're just grinding your hips up off the table now, fucking your little pussy onto my tongue and onto my chin. And oh my God. And then I feel it. And then I feel it. I feel you come. You start to come so fucking hard, and it's all I can do to just hold my tongue onto your quivery little pussy. I'm feeling all those sweet juices flood over my tongue and my lips, dribbling down my chin. It tastes so fucking sweet. Huh. Oh, fuck. And then finally your body goes limp again. Quivering there on the table. I slowly pull my mouth away from your pussy. Sitting back in my chair. And your juice is trickling down your thighs. I reach for your hands and I slowly help raise you up so you're sitting again. gently cupping the side of your face. I bring my lips in, and I kiss you ever so softly, letting you taste yourself on my tongue. That was for last night. Why don't you finish cooking breakfast? I'm gonna go check on my little girl. And you just nod your head, a little dumbfounded, and feeling shy again. And you watch as I push the chair back and I stand up and I walk out of the kitchen, stopping at the doorway to look back over my shoulder at you. I think the bacon's gonna be extra crispy. Mm-hmm.